This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a brand new CEO and a brand new guest, and I'm super excited to have him on the show. And this company came on my radar about 3 to 6 months ago, and I said, we got to get this guy on our show, find out what's going on. We're talking no other than the company Cure Pharmaceutical Holding Corp. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol CURR, and with us today is the CEO of that company, Rob Davison. Rob, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on the show.
You know, give my listeners a little bit about statement of who you guys are and what you do.
Sure. So Cure Pharmaceutical is a vertically integrated drug delivery technology company. We do everything from feasibility of taking molecules and putting it into our oral thin film technology delivery system. We are vertically integrated in that we actually manufacture as well. We have IP around the technology. It's an integrated technology that allows us to deliver molecules through the buccal cavity, which is between the cheek and gum, very fast into the blood. So it's a more efficacious way of delivering certain molecules.
One, I want to know, how did the company get started and what are your current technologies you guys are currently working on?
Yeah, so the history of Cure, it was founded in late 2011, and the founders were all ex-pharmaceutical executives from Amgen, Merck, and some other pharmaceutical companies. Really, the company was founded to deliver medications more effectively in emerging markets, third world countries, for patients in need, specific to malaria. That was really the launch pad for us. Malaria in Africa, the continent of Africa, for pediatric malaria patients. Thin film allows you to deliver actives without the need for drinking water. It dissolves quick in the mouth, and you can make it taste good. So for the pediatric sector, that was a big deal for us. That's still one of our missions. We still are working on that, among other types of delivery systems. We have transdermal, which is on the skin. We use specific polymer technologies and encapsulation technologies to help deliver actives to the body more effectively.
You know, you guys are not just doing human trials and curing some human problems out there, ED one of them, but you guys started this Cure Dots for animals for processing the animal clinical trials. Can you bring my listeners up to speed on that?
Yeah, no, absolutely. We felt there was a need. The executive team felt there was a need for creating a better way of doing animal studies. Currently, the way they test drug actives on animals is very invasive. They either inject or they actually gavage, which is they shove a tube down the animal's throat and force the medication down the throat. And that's that comes with a lot of problems when you're doing clinical studies and trying to read data points and making sure that the animal gets the appropriate dosing. So we created a less invasive way using these thin film dots that you can just make them flavored good. The animals eat them because they like them and it dissolves quick. And you're able to know that you're getting the accurate dosing for the studies. So we felt there was a big need. So we launched that recently and we've had quite a bit of success with working with university partnerships.
And what do you think those products will actually come out and be in the open market?
Well, the products that are being tested, depending on which products they are, each one has its own regulatory hurdles and regulatory timelines. But, you know, you can see products come out anywhere between 18 to 36 months and or longer. It just depends on the type of molecule that's being tested.
Let's talk about some of your partnerships. I've been reading some of your press releases. What are you currently working on and who are you working with?
So I think one of the most exciting partnerships we have currently is Technion Institute out of Israel. They're really a lot of times considered the MIT of Israel. We're studying different cannabinoid molecules using the different delivery systems and polymers that we have against certain cancer cells and cancer subtypes. So we're really at the forefront of research when it comes to cannabinoid molecules and terpenes and the effectiveness against certain cancer subtypes. So that's an exciting one. If you know anything about Technion or Israel itself, they really are the leader in the cannabinoid industry from a research standpoint.
I do know that.
Yeah. No, so it's perfect. And then we are also, with that, we have a relationship with a company called Therapix, which is they're on the NASDAQ. They are focused on delivering cannabinoid molecules from multiple indications, and we're doing a lot of research with them and collaborations, as well with the Suda Hospital, which is the largest private hospital chain or group, if you will, in Israel. And we're doing a multitude of personalized medicine studies using both our delivery system and the proprietary cannabinoid ratios that we are testing in Israel.
What's going on with the collaboration with Canada Kids?
So Canada Kids, we have several collaborations ongoing. One of them is the Technion Institute study with Canada Kids. They have a large database of patients from California that they've done some research with, and we're integrating some of their research with additional research overseas for studying these cannabinoid molecules and terpene profiles and effectiveness against several disease indications.
My guest today is Rob Davidson. He's the CEO of Cure Pharmaceutical Holding Corp. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol CURR. Recently, you guys went to a conference, I think, on August the 30th. How did that go?
Oh, it was a great conference. Some real thought leaders at that conference that was the Cannabinoid Research Conference, I believe, the Cannabinoid Science Conference, Cannabis. We've had some great feedback on what we're doing. Some of the issues that a lot of these companies or pharmaceutical companies are going to have that we address is bioavailability, the ability to actually deliver some of these molecules effectively to the blood. It's very difficult to, they have very low bioavailability, and that means absorption into the blood, the ability to get the active into the body and into the blood where it's needed for effectiveness. We solve that with our encapsulation technologies in our polymer systems and our delivery systems using the OTC, the oral thin film technology, OTF, the oral thin film technology, and we're able to drive the actives across the buccal mucosa, or we can even do some sublingual and enteric coated of the active, so we can drive it into the lower intestine and deliver it more effectively into the blood. So I think we address a lot of problems that are going to come out of this research. You have great research going on, but how do you deliver the actives once the research is proven out? And I think we can do that.
You know, my listeners listen to a lot of different pharmaceutical companies out there. There's literally hundreds and hundreds. What makes CureFilm drug delivery technology a better alternative than any other current drug delivery technology on the market? And do you have other drugs delivery technology that you're currently working with?
So that's a great question. So, one of the things I always think about with patients is how could you, give them what they need as far as treatment and be more effective and less invasive? I mean, you want a good patient experience. So thin film's easy to take. I mean, that's one of the things. Compliance goes up because it's pleasant to take. It tastes good and it delivers efficiently. You're not going through the GI if you're driving it through the buccal cavity. So I think you have some less side effects in the GI. I think that's important. I think, patient, experience is important because that means they'll stay on their regimen for treatment. So I think that's important. And the fact that we can actually increase bioavailability of a drug active may actually decrease the side effects or the need to use large dosing. So there's a lot of upside to the thin film technology. We do have other delivery systems that we're creating. Again, we do transdermal delivery using a very similar polymer system and encapsulation technologies. We're working in nano encapsulation and nanoparticulation. So there's some exciting times ahead of us in the advancement of the delivery systems and delivery technology.
If I was a listener listening to this interview, why should I go out and purchase your stock? You're a little bit light on revenues the first 6 months, given the fact that you guys are a pharmaceutical, still kind of in R&D, but why should I go out and buy your stock?
Yeah, we're still early stage, but I think it's, we're technology driven. We have a lot of IP around it, patents issued. Patents pending, and we increase the IP portfolio. every week or day, actually. So I think there's a tremendous amount of value, and there's a tremendous amount of upside to this technology, which is starting to bear fruit now. So I think, you know, it's a great time to get in because we are early stage.
Well, in closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out to my audience?
Look for Cure Pharmaceutical. We're actually up and coming, and we have some amazing partnerships we'll be announcing, and delivery technology that's advancing the way we treat patients. And our whole mission is to, treat people more effectively and to create a better patient experience.
Well, I want to thank you, first of all, for coming on the show. I know you're a very busy guy being the CEO of the company. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully, Rob, you'll come back on the show in 50 or 60 days and give us an update.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.